This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah we seek His aid and forgiveness we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and of our shortcomings whomsoever Allah guides none can misguide and whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray none can guide aright And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last messenger and servant. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and die not except in a state of submission to him alone. O humanity, be mindful of Allah who created you from a single soul, and from that created his mate, and from that scatters many men and women. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and do not cut off relations with your kin. Indeed, Allah is ar-raqib. He is a monitor over you. O humanity, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth in order for Him to accept your deeds and forgive you of your shortcomings. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved the greatest achievement as to what follows. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is that of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And of the worst affairs in our doctrinal system of Islam are the newly invented ones. For every newly invented affair in this situation is an innovation. And for every innovation is a form of going astray. And for every form of going astray is in the fire of hell. A young man comes to me and says, I was in the classroom with some student pupils, friends of mine, in the classroom. And as I was choosing to introduce, we were going around and introducing each other. It was a project that we had. And I was introducing the individual next to me. And the individual next to me was someone that I went to middle school with. And this is in high school. I went to middle school with this person. And when I addressed this person as their name and their dhamir, their makeup, or we would say their gender. So when I said, and she, the individual that I've known to be she all the way up till this point, said, no, I'm a he. She said, I am a he. And he said, no, she. And she corrected him a little more aggressively. I am a he. And he said, okay, he, fine. This individual was someone that was in the ninth grade and was wondering why this is happening. This individual started to become confused. And to be fair, there may be those that are confused that have that way of life or have that understanding or have that orientation. But what's most important throughout all of this is that we understand what is the position of Islam regarding these types of statements, regarding this type of orientation, regarding this type of action. And brothers and sisters, make no mistake that this, along with many other isms and many other orientations and many other understandings and many other forms of canceling, will always be here. It will always be here. So for us to be amazed at something that may seem so basic, something that may seem so bedahi, common sense, known, quote unquote, will be challenged. This is what happened during the time of Lut alayhi salam. And this is the essence of what we know now to be, and what has always been, cancel culture. If you do not hold their opinion, and you do not support that opinion, you are canceled. You're fired. You're even lied upon. This takes place. This took place during the time of Lut alayhi salam, during the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the time of many of the prophets. The people, when Lut alayhi salam, Prophet Lot, was calling them away from doing the action that we know is homosexuality, that Lot called them away from this. And what was the response of the people? أَخْرِجُوا لُوطًا مِنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ. They said, expel Lot from your lands. And what was the illah? What was the reason? What was the logic? Why were they so aggressive against Lot? We could generally say he was calling the people to Allah. He was a prophet. But what was the problem, the social ill at that time that needed to be taught, introduced, taught, alleviated, manifested? It was that of loving the same gender. And it was not only that, it was pushing people to accept it. See, this is the problem. When you push the people to accept it through different wasail, through different ways, nowadays, cartoons, electronic devices, textbooks in schools, to where it is mandatory for you to understand it, to accept it. Nothing wrong with understanding it. Nothing wrong with learning about it. But to where you have to accept it, that's where Islam says, la. So what did the people during the time of Lot say? أَخْرِجُوا لُوطًا. Expel Lot from your land. Why? إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَرُونَ. أَخْرِجُوا the people of Lot from your land, for verily they are people that purify themselves, or that seek to purify themselves. And this purification was calling them away from that act. And that's why they said, he is wrecking the party. Get him out of here so we can continue on with our fawahish, with our evil deeds of spreading this. It's one thing when you do it internally by yourself, that's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you spread it amongst the people, and when you justify it academically, is the worst. This is the problem. So when we as Muslims, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we mentioned in Khutbah al-Hajj, when it talks about, O mankind, اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها. The one that has created you from one soul and created its mate, زوج, زوج, its partner. وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا. And he has caused from them to spread many men and women. So when we understand this, brothers and sisters, it's firstly to know the challenge. The challenge today is to where you will be challenged by saying there are only two genders. The challenge today is to where you will be challenged if you say, I don't accept what is called gender fluidity or a galaxy of genders. The challenge today is to where you say, I don't accept a certain lifestyle. To you is yours, but do not push it upon me and say that I have to accept it. We have to ask ourselves the question, brothers and sisters, consistently, in different facets of life, whether it's commerce, whether it's the way we raise our children, whether it's the way we treat our parents, whether it's the way we treat non-Muslims, what is the lens that we're looking at these issues through? What is the lens? We are looking at it with what as our pillar, as our standard, as our rukun? What do we stand firm upon and then look from that tower and see if it agrees with that? Our purpose. Let's start from the very beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in the chapter of Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created the jinn, which can be translated as the spirits or those that are not seen from the spirits, and mankind, these two, except for the purpose of worship. Brothers and sisters, young men particularly, young professional men that are in college, and even those men that may be going through a terrible divorce, or are still in a marriage and wish they were divorced, or those that are growing up in middle school and are hearing about all of these things, remember that your ultimate purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, tayyib, good. What does that mean in my life? It means that everything that you do, to the best of your ability, try your best to ensure that it is a way of you saying thank you, God. That it is a way that you are showing your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not a way of showing ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that you consume with your eyes, your ears, what you touch, whether it's a keyboard or the website you go to, try your best to ensure that it caters to your well-being in this life. And your well-being in this life is that which will serve your well-being in the next life. Ultimately, your heart being connected to Allah. And the strongest way that your heart is connected to Allah is when you learn more about Allah. And one of the strongest ways to learn more about Allah is learning His names and attributes and how they are manifest in your life. That's the first step, brothers and sisters, is to learn more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do that, you will see how Ar-Razzaq provides for me. And what is my response now that I know at that time that was very hard, Allah brought me through. Allah brought me through by providing me with someone such as my wife that inspired me and told me that I'm better than I thought I was. When I felt down, she's the one that picked me up. Exactly what Khadija radiallahu anha did to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he received revelation. This is how we look at the beautiful names and attributes of Allah. When we look at the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So firstly, brothers and sisters, to know that is the ultimate purpose. Because we believe that there is an afterlife. And we should invest in this life and plant seeds to where in the afterlife we will benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will drink from the hold of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi fountain of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be with him bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. This is what is mostly important because our religion is founded upon worship. That is what keeps us well grounded, keeps us firm. When we're seeing this confusion of what is going on, now we're even seeing outside of this gender fluidity and the argument between the binary genders, which we in Islam believe that there is two. We see also that there is this shahna. There is this dislike, and dare I use the word hatred, between male and female within the ummah, within the Muslim ummah, that men are starting to degrade, not starting to, they're increasing their degrading of women, and women are starting to despise men. And you will find some men that despise women because of them using the state against the man when they get a divorce. knowing that that is not within the realm of Islam, but there are rights that have been violated. No doubt about it. But when we violate Islam, that is where the ultimate problem, if not in this life, in the next life. That is why we have to go back to that purpose. Going back to that purpose. The second important foundation that we should understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Al-Ayah. In the chapter of Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and for that reason, when we talk in the earlier verses talking about the Qibla and Mashriq wal Maghrib and when they should, which direction the Qibla should face, Allah says, we have made you a nation that is wasatan, that is in the middle course, the middle ground, the right, just way. Al-wasat huwa al-adl. And wasat kama yuqal anhu ahsan. Kan yaqul an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina Abu Sufyan an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa qabilatihi. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about his nation, he said, huwa min awsat an-nas, yani al-qabilat Quraysh. The Quraysh tribe. They were from the greatest of people, nasaban, with their lineage. فَوَسَطْ يَعْنِي خَيْرِ. وَسَطْ, middle, but it means the best. And the middle is the best. Best. لَا إِفْرَاطْ وَلَا تَفْرِيطْ. You're not going too far over the bounds, and you're not negligent. You are wasat. And this ummah is wasat. But then Allah says, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. For you to be witnesses upon mankind. Meaning, you should be the model. Because you have this first purpose, your foundation is beyond this life. Why are you fasting? Because I believe that there's a connection with me and God, and God has legislated it for that. For me to transcend the physical and to be more in touch with my spiritual. When someone hears that, wow, that's amazing. Your connection is with God ultimately. Everything you do in this life, you look at it as an investment in the next life. So when you're ummatan wasatan, you are the most just nation. And you will be witnesses for the people or upon them, being the example. But if you are negligent, not if, when we are negligent, وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَعْنِي شُهَدَى شَهِيدًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness upon you if there is negligence. So when looking at this, brothers and sisters, the middle course is that of Islam. We hear this all the time. We know this in our subconscious mind. But when there is a level of confusion on how many genders there are, when there is a level of anger, emotion, my husband violated me, so I'm going to get him back. When there is a level of disrespect, my wife doesn't listen to me, my daughter doesn't listen to me, because she's seen what's been done in the household. The first thing that what the Muslims can do, and which we've seen, is that they go to someone of knowledge, and knowledge in the deen, and knowledge in therapy, because they want to come back to the wasat way. And the fact of you going to someone to alleviate the with the intention to alleviate the problem between you two and not to win one over the other, this is how we come back to the ummatan wasatan. That's the second point we need to understand, that this religion of Islam is a just religion, whether you know and accept all of it or not. Why? Because the one that we should live ultimately for his purpose, our purpose should be for him. He is the one that has brought it to all of you. So it's important for us to remember that the deen of Islam, meaning that when we try to learn about Allah firstly, and then learn about the framework that he has set for us, secondly, being Islam, which means the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what consequences, what was his response in certain things, and what he would say, what he would do, what he would approve of, i.e. the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This will serve as an anchor for us and knowledge for us to act appropriately in any situation. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillahi ala ihsanihi wa shukru lahu ala tawfiqihi wa intinani. So as was mentioned before in the beginning of the khutbah, where the individual turned to the right or to the left, and his classmate is someone that decided to change their gender but was of the same natural orientation, different natural orientation. They were female and decided to be male, etc. When we see this confusion, we have to even define confusion as we as Muslims, because these issues, inshallah, we should not be confused, not because someone told us, except Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most noble knowledge is the knowledge of your Creator. The knowledge of the one that has brought you into existence and can take you away. And after that is the knowledge that He has sent for you to learn more about Him. The knowledge that He has sent for you to prove that you are following Him, that you love Him, that you honor Him, that you fear Him. And that is the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah. So when we look at this, subhanAllah, in reaction to the debate or the shahna, it was mentioned between male and female amongst the Muslims, it doesn't mean that people have made mistakes and there may be some trauma that has taken place. We don't deny that. And we are very sympathetic towards that. But that doesn't compromise the ruling in Islam. There is a beautiful ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, where He talks about the inheritance. Allah says in the chapter of An-Nisa, you'll seek, after A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, you'll seek Allahu fi awladikum lidhakari mithlu hadhlil unthayayn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into in depth, by the way, of how much the individual, the heirs of the person that has passed away, the family members of that person that has passed away, how much each individual receives. Son, daughter, two sons, two daughters. In one particular situation, Allah speaks at the very beginning. He says, for the male is twice the amount of the female. Or for the male is the amount of two females. Excuse me. So in this tafsir of this verse, when this verse was revealed, some scholars mention, As-Suddi mentions that some of the men during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came and they said, "Oh ya Rasulullah, kama fuddilna fil mirath, make for us as we were preserved or preferred in the mirath, in the inheritance, to have twice the amount, we should get twice the amount of reward." The women didn't let that slide, brothers. They didn't let that slide. Radiyallahu anhunna. They came and they said, "Okay, ya Rasulullah, just as we receive half of the amount, let us receive half of the amount of punishment." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't let that slide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ الْآيَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectified the situation. The fact that the female companions came and asked this question doesn't mean that they're feminists. It doesn't mean that they're argumentative. You will find it throughout the sunnah that the female companions would ask questions. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say something, they would ask questions. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have not seen anyone that is more deficient in their reasoning." And we find this controversial. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "I have not seen any people that are more deficient in their reasoning." And sometimes we translate as intellect, but that can be misunderstood. In their reasoning and in their decision making, then from you, when he was gathering the inheritance, he said this to the group of the companion women. The companion women, the sahabiyat, they asked, "How is that the case?" They weren't combative. He said, "How is that the case?" He said, "Is it not that when that time of the month comes that you're not able to pray and fast?" They said, "Yes." He said, "That is a deficiency in your religion." And he said, "Isn't the witnessing of one man equal to that of two women?" They said, "Yes." He said, "That's a deficiency in reasoning." But the end of this hadith as well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Adhhab li lubbi ar-rajul al-hazim." When he said, "I haven't seen anyone more deficient in their reasoning and in their religion than from you, the one that can take away the determination of a well-determined man." Meaning that the man is someone that can be affected as well. That doesn't mean that the female is lesser than the man. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse about inheritance, this is what they said. The men said twice the amount of reward, just as we see twice the inheritance. The women said half the punishment, as we receive half. Allah revealed that verse. He said what? "And do not wish for what Allah has given in virtue some of you over others." Do not wish for that. And then what does he say? "For men is their amount, and for women is their amount. What's your responsibility? Ask Allah from His virtue. We accept, there are some things called musallamat, that we naturally accept within our biology that make us different naturally, whether you like it or not. It's different naturally. Allah is saying, lil rijali nasib, and nasib is an amount. They have their amount. So when we say that, for instance, males are stronger than women, does that mean that women are totally weak? Zero? La, doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. But there is a certain percentage that one naturally, biologically, generally will have more than the other. Nurturing for children, which one has more of a percentage? Generally, we don't say, well, my husband, generally, is that the women have that over the men. The females has that over the male, because Allah has placed within them something naturally. Whether we call that estrogen, whether we call that testosterone in the men, Allah has placed that naturally within them. What is important for the Muslim is to learn about it. But on that journey and learning about it, they have istislam, acceptance in their heart. This is one of the small reasons why that the prophets called away from culturalism, being totally relying on your culture and not turning to Allah. This is one chapter of life. And now we are seeing it with this issue of gender, with this issue of men hating women, with this issue of people being toxically masculine. All of these are responses, natural responses to a problem that did take place. Yes, women were being oppressed. So there was a response, but it didn't come from Allah. So there's going to be some things that are not correct. And yes, men didn't feel respected. So there was a response. But there are going to be some things, because it's from creation, that were not correct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acknowledges that third usul, that foundation, that for men is their amount and women is their amount. What's important for you is to learn what He says about those amounts and to learn the rulings that are derived from that understanding and ask Allah for His virtue. And lastly, brothers and sisters, be thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the intellect, the health, the wealth to be able to be here to even listen to this. There are people that don't have that. So recognizing that everything that you have and possess from your eyes, your ears, and their functionality is an amana. It is a trust in what Allah has given you. The most important thing is, how do you act in response to that? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that turn back to our faith and understanding the ones that have brought the faith, being the prophets, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala learning more about His beautiful names and attributes, to where when we are faced with any trial or tribulation or anything that may seem confusing, we resort back to that. And that resorting back to the kitab and the sunnah, the book and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will increase us in our iman, will increase us in our yaqeen, our certainty in this life to where we'll be with Him in the next. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا رب العالمين اللهم صل المستضعفين في كل مكان وزمان يا رب العالمين وأمدهم بمدد من عندك يا العزيز يا القوي يا المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أيها المؤمنون إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
أمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا لك الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين. أمين. بسم الله. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله. لا إله إلا الله.